The CPR News, I'm May Ortega. A new study from the State Attorney General's office dives into how fentanyl is sold illegally online and how that's leading to more deaths. CPR's Justice Reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
The DEA Rocky Mountain Division confiscated nearly 2 million fentanyl pills and more than 150 pounds of fentanyl powder last year. But law enforcement officials fear that's just the tip of the iceberg for how much the substance is actually being illegally distributed. Many of the sales happen on social media platforms like Snapchat, Facebook, and others. According to the AG report, drug dealers and buyers turn to the internet as a primary source of handling transactions. Researchers want greater transparency from social media sites regarding user data to aid in police investigations. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A rapid increase of homeless camp fires in El Paso County has led to the creation of a new interagency working group to address the problem. Sean Biddle is the chief of the small Stratmore Hills Fire District. He says these homeless fires often have the potential to quickly spread.
They're building those fires next to flammable materials, whether that be grasses and underbrush, next to a large pile of trash and debris, next to propane containers.
He says districts across the county worry that the area's next major wildfire will come from one of these campfires. This is CPR News. Coming up next, we'll get more All Things Considered. Stick around.